Oh, hello, Wednesday. How do you do?
Bow, chicka bow, chicka bow, wow, wow.
Now let's get on with this, shall we? The Halifax Daily News. With Jamie and Lisa.
It's Wednesday in the Greater Beaverbank area, also known as Garbage Day. That's right, the hits just keep on coming, huh? First the Royals and now the garbage.
Oh, but it's not just any Garbage Day and not just any Wednesday.
Oh?
It's May the 21st, my parents' wedding anniversary today.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah. Hold hands while you take out the garbage, okay, Mom and Dad?
How romantic.
Well, things are shaping up for the July 1st celebrations. The city letting us know yesterday all the great events that are going to be happening in the HRM on Tuesday, July the 1st. First up, Sam Roberts Band. They're going to be the big act at the Canada Day concert, the biggest one, they say, ever held at Alderney Landing. They've got a whole bunch of supporting acts as well, so that's going to be a rocking good time. Of course, other stuff going on, the pancake breakfast at Grand Parade in Alderney Landing. They're going to have the singing of the national anthem atop Citadel Hill, the tattoo parade through downtown Halifax, and the Maple Lodge Farms Family Fun Fest on the Halifax Common. And it all wraps up with the fireworks display on the waterfront at 10 p.m.
Fingers crossed for a gorgeous day.
Mm.
Some of those Canada days that I can remember were so hot. Yeah. You come home just as red as the flag you're wearing.
Seriously. Interesting to note that they say that this incredible free day of events made possible by the Halifax Regional Municipality and its generous sponsors, including the Village Shops at Dartmouth Crossing,
Yay.
Canadian Heritage,
Yay.
And Molson's Coors Canada.
Yay.
Yeah, now that begs the question, should booze companies be sponsoring family events?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I know, listen, they've been dealing with this, just like the cats and just like the chickens, they've been dealing with this for a while now at City Council. There is definitely a wide swath of the population that feels alcohol companies have no business in sponsoring and being present at family events.
What's next? Now, I remember it was cigarette companies originally.
Right.
Do you remember they'd have the Rothman's Cup and they would have the Du Maurier? What did Du Maurier sponsor? It was a horse jumping event or something.
I think
wasn't it?
So,
the Du Maurier something. I mean, for years, tobacco companies did that and they said, no tobacco, you're out.
Yeah.
Even though the government, as I mentioned in an earlier podcast, still making money off those cigarettes.
And making lots of it.
Making tons of it. Every time they say, oh no, you're bad, they raise the tax, they make more money.
Yeah.
So that bothers me. Booze, I'm sorry, they're a company.
I mean, they are a supportive company.
Legitimate company.
Making,
legal company.
Exactly, making a legal product.
Yeah.
I know
for adults.
Yes.
Okay, so they're not trying to sell it to kids.
And had this debate over Natal Day sponsorship a couple of years back, and I do believe that still stands, that no booze companies can sponsor the waterfront events, the family events. But
what's their reasoning? Why are they debating this anyway?
What, City Council?
Yeah.
Well, just because it's a bad influence on children.
Oh, so then we should ban the commercials then as well, like they did with tobacco. No, they should. And I'm sure nobody at City Council drinks. I think I've had a drink with almost every member on City Council.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is this? If that's not hypocrisy, I don't know what is.
And I think the greater debate that's going on now surrounds the Metro Center and the rebranding of that and whether or not an alcohol company should be allowed to come in with the naming rights, for example,
the Molson Coors Center
or the... Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Because it's an alcohol company.
So?
That's my point exactly. I don't have a problem with
that. How many alcohol
it?
Companies sponsor things? It's good that they're putting their money back into the community.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good that they're bringing these events. Don't you remember the Molson Canadian Tour? They would have great acts. Of course, they wouldn't come to Halifax because we didn't have a freaking stadium, but don't get me started on that one.
Well, and I was just about to bring that up. What if a Molson Coors was to come to town and want sponsorship and say, you know what, we'll help build that stadium because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a big name company. It's going to take an Irving. It's going to take a Sobeys. It's going to take a Molson Coors. Well, and I have the question, if you do have a problem with alcohol companies sponsoring things like that, then obviously you have a problem with the Halifax Mooseheads.
Yeah. Good point. Well, yeah, the one team that Halifax has is a junior hockey team named after a beer company. I remember there was a bit of an objection when they first came to town.
It wasn't
with the name.
Certainly wasn't.
I'm sure Keiths were not too impressed with that name.
Yeah, they were the first. But certainly not as much of a rumbling as there was over alcohol companies supporting the Natal Day activities. And
well, there should be no debate. The way I look at it is if it's a legitimate company and they're not pushing booze down people's faces and, you know, kids holding your kids down and getting them drunk. That's your drunk uncle's job, not the company's.
Drunk uncle.
Yeah. But on the other hand, then if we're going to set the line there, then why can't the cigarette companies advertise and sponsor these events as well?
Well, because there's a ban on tobacco advertising at all levels.
By the government.
By the government.
Do not do this because it's bad. We'll still take our cut. See, to me, that's wrong. If the government wants no tobacco, put it this way, and we're back to this tobacco thing here just for a second. If the government did not want smoking, if they really were looking out for us, there would be no smoking. They can make something illegal like that.
True.
They can stop selling it completely like that. People would complain and the government would say, screw you, I don't care because it's bad for you. And end of story, there is no more smoking in Canada. So they are the biggest hypocrites because they're allowing cigarette companies to still sell it. They're going, well, we'll look good by saying they can't advertise and they can't display their products and they have to sell it from the back room of Sobeys and all of this because they know that the people addicted to cigarettes are still going to find them and they're still going to buy them and they're still going to make their money off of the cigarettes. And the same thing with booze. The governments are trying to, you know, city councils, they're going, whoa, we don't want Coors and Molson sponsoring our Canada Day thing. Oh, it's a family thing. All right, are we all adjourned? Let's go to the bar.
Amen. Oh, bit of a kerfuffle on the waterfront yesterday, seeing lots of pictures popping up on social media of a tugboat pulling a golf green on a barge. I'll put this up on our Facebook page. It was kind of neat. Apparently, it was a promo on the weekend to win a car. They were set up on the waterfront by the Marriott down by the Cows location. Not sure about the where's and when's and what for's, but certainly caused quite the ruckus as it was being towed through the harbor yesterday afternoon.
Were people firing golf balls at it?
Right off the top of Purdy's Wharf.
I've often thought that the person that drives around in that little golf cart at the driving range must develop a bit of a complex. You know, everybody's trying to hit you. Everybody is trying to hit you. Sure, you're in a cage, but really you have a whole bunch of people lined up there and they're all shooting at you.
But it's nothing personal.
Yeah, the same complex that, I wonder if that's the same guy that dresses up in all that padding and runs away from the police dogs. Yeah, a little self-esteem boost there.
Speaking of the waterfront, something that's been missing from the waterfront the last couple of days, Theodore Tugboat.
Oh?
Yeah, he's among the missing, but we have found him. He is down at Snyder's Shipyard, down on the LaHave River, down Bridgewater Way, and that's where he's getting cleaned up and spruced up, ready for the tourism season.
Oh, really?
So he's
having a little bath in LaHave.
Basically, yes. He's having a bath and a little scrub behind the ears, and he'll be back in Halifax Harbor in short time.
Hey, we went to see a movie yesterday, and so it's time for a movie review. You have to like that. And we both were sworn to secrecy. We weren't going to review the movie. We weren't going to discuss it with each other until we got back and did it on the podcast.
Right.
And I'm very curious. I have no idea at all where you stand on this one. The movie we saw was Godzilla.
Yes.
We saw it in 3D, and we saw it with the, what do you call it, the Cineplex AVX.
Okay.
Yeah, that new theater that used to be Empire Extra.
Right. With the sort of the leathery seats. And
first time you were in that theater, what do you think, first of all?
I like it. The seats being able to tilt back.
Yeah. We were a little bit too close, I found, for that 3D effect. You know?